Hey, this is Elizabeth.
This is Keisha.
Hi, this is Leslie Sullivan, and welcome to the Mustard Seed Podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are starting a new year here at the Mustard Seed. We've been doing this now for a full year. So we kind of wanted to take this time and do it as a year in the life, as a recap. Let's figure out how we all feel about how we've been doing and what we think we should do better, what we should do worse, what we need to work on, and maybe, you know, have everybody else weigh in. Like, what do you guys want to see in 2025? What do you guys want us to do? Talk about, is there topics that you want us to revisit that we've done before, or, you know, to elaborate on or whatever. So this is a non-prep episode. This is just going to be us literally sitting around the table with coffee and tea and dinner and just talking. So you guys get to kind of see a little bit of how it goes when we get to improv. <You know? laughs> <Uh-oh>. Right? So. So what do you guys, I don't know, what do you guys think? How do you feel about what we're doing? Do you think, I don't know.
I think it's been really fun to like kind of dig into so many different parts of the Bible. Obviously we have our favorites, and those have been some really fun things to do and share with each other, and then get to do the research and just like a lot of the times it was just rereading scripture, which was super fun, even though sometimes it felt like a daunting task, right? Oh gosh, another thing to do today, mm-hmm. to get ready. Mm-hmm. And then the ability to sit down and then actually talk about it with two people who were all just on a faith journey together has been just a real blessing. And it's taught me a lot about, and then I always feel like I have to do something else afterwards, like figure out, oh, that one question that came up or that one thing. And I just think that's a neat opportunity that we have, both as Christians, but as women, and in furthering our study and our time together and our education and our, mm-hmm. our journey. And I just, I've enjoyed it so much that I just think, I just look forward to seeing what the Lord shows us to do next.
Yeah.
Whether it's more, obviously more books of the Bible, if there's other topics we want to talk about, but I just think it's a neat opportunity to also just kind of share where you're at or where I'm at in my faith journey. When I say you're at, I mean all of us, but I think it's just a neat opportunity to keep growing together. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff I like. So
I've really enjoyed it. It's, I enjoy digging deep, you know, I'm really studying. I've, you know, a lot of the books I've been through before, but you always learn something new, something different, something. And I'm like, I've read this. Why didn't I remember this? Yeah. Why didn't I see this before? Which just gives power to the Bible. But yeah. And just to, you know, sit down with you ladies and listen to your perspective and your knowledge it's made me want to study harder and to really, and as we've said before, really know scripture. You know, you've got to know what you believe in, what your faith is in, and yep. you've got to be able to defend it. So I feel in this year I've really grown a lot.
I agree. I think the more aha moments, I've had more aha moments doing this, you know, and, you know, I've done our women's ministry for a little while now, a little longer than this, but between that and between this, I have a lot of, I can reference back. I'm like, oh, I know where that was. That I might not, again, I might not be able to tell you where in Titus this verse was or where in Acts or, you know, Romans, Ruth, anything where it was. But mm-hmm. I know it's there. And then you can start to see the correlation and you see the ties, you see, because even if it's just, you know, I'm digging into the Bible, I'm digging into the word, and then I'm looking up the history and I'm looking up, which is fascinating to me. But then, you know, you're listening to different sermons by different perspectives, you know, and you're finding out little tidbits that they even point out. You know, I'm like, I wouldn't have listened to this sermon if I wasn't trying to look up this, if I wasn't looking into this book of the Bible or this woman of the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, and you start seeing things in their story or in that verse that I'm like, wait a minute. When did that, when was that there? That wasn't there last time I read this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. The, like, I think we've said this a few times. How many times do we do this in Sunday school or grow up reading that same story or that same chapter, that same verse?
Yeah.
And then just something that we've said here, or in checking our research and stuff like that, you go, oh, I had no clue that's what that meant. Right. And I just think that's what's so neat about digging in, but not, and I love studying on my own to a point. It's not my favorite thing to do because I really just enjoy Bible study and the this is why, like, I haven't been able to go to our women's Bible study for a long time just because work is crazy. But those ladies have always teach me so much because I hear so many different perspectives and different viewpoints. And I think that's what I enjoy so much about doing the podcast and then listening to them afterwards, is because even I went back and listened to one that we did way at the beginning, and I'm like, wow, we actually sound kind of like we know what we're talking about, in the aspect of, but then I also go, but then we could have dug deeper there. We could have dug deeper there. Like, I think we've talked about, cause I think it was Daniel, the very first one we did. And so we were all like, oh, we probably could have done like six versions of like, or six episodes of Daniel, technically, if we had really dug into each thing. And so it's not that we're going to go back and do Daniel again. I mean, we might, but I'm just saying, like, it's that concept of, I think every time we do something like this and every time we dig into God's word together, or dig into an issue together or whatever it is, eventually you're going to want to go back and revisit it because there's something new and different in your world, in the world, that helps to give you more and more clarity on what you should be thinking about, studying about, praying about, whatever, you know. Daniel 2.0 coming soon. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we said that, you know, we did. I mean, I made sure, especially, I felt like I was shaken all throughout Daniel. Because I was like, we're not doing this one justice. I know we're not. We're missing so much. And it was because it's a lot over your head. Yeah, Daniel is deep.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel has there is a lot. So I already knew, even if I had dug in deeper, we were still missing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, oh, completely.
There's so much there that it's hard to even to make sure you touch it all within a year, for heaven's sakes. Like, we could spend an entire year just doing Daniel and we would still miss stuff.
Oh yeah. You could probably do it a year on each chapter.
Right. I mean, it would be a lot.
That's why we're never doing Revelation. Anyway.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, I know I need to study it, but I also, that's a hard one for me, but
yeah.
If you're interested in Revelation, Skip Hasek has like a 17 week series on it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, on the end of times, not just Revelations, but
right.
Yeah,
I would trust his. I would.
Yeah,
I would trust his. I know there was one that just recently came out on a book of Revelations by I think it's Jen Wilkinson. She just put out a Bible study on Revelation too, and I haven't looked at it, so if you go out and buy it on my recommendation, don't, because I haven't looked at it. But I think something like that might be a little, like, I know from a woman, you know, I almost feel like it might be a little lighter. It might be where I need to start if I'm going to look at Revelation and try to get over my church trauma. So but
it's real though with certain topics and subjects or books in the Bible. So don't, when the time is right. And if the time is right, it'll happen. Just like with anything. Like, I mean, how many times did we say, I don't have time to figure this out. I don't quite know this. I don't know this well enough. None of us ever will know it well enough.
Fact.
Yeah.
And so that's the joy and the journey, is to keep coming back and figuring out new and different things. And I just think that's, because I mean, my pastor did an amazing revelation study with our Joyful Seekers, which is our older, just older youth group at church. And he gave the staff all of his notes and all that kind of stuff when he left, because when he took a call to go elsewhere. And I'm reading through it and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know this is what that meant. I'm like, okay, I'm never gonna know.
Right.
And I could read scripture front to back, back to front, every day for the rest of my life, and still, like you said, not know the tiniest of details. And there's also this whole language and interpretation thing, right?
Right.
And so we're also, that's why I just, I want to keep encouraging people. I want people to know the Jesus that I know, and the one that comes to life in the Bible, even the hard parts of the Bible. I want them to know that man who, and his Father and the Holy Spirit, who know exactly how to help me get through the fears and anxieties that I struggle with, or the joys that I get to have and things like that. And that's the heart of any studying I do or any sharing I do, for me. And I think that's what I feel in this group with you two ladies, is that we're just here to share our part of the journey, because I'm sure some of you can relate. And if you can't, you tell us and we'll figure it out. But, because that's why he brought us all together on this earth anyways, is to journey together. So
that's the whole vision of the Mustard Seed podcast for me, was not a lot of women have our perspectives, right? They don't hear it from somebody that's still learning. Like a lot of the women, if you follow enough, you know, women leaders, you can follow Lisa Brevere, Jackie Hill Perry, you know, you follow these women of God, and you know that they're all still growing and all learning. And they even, you know, Lisa Brevere will talk about her learning process all the way throughout, you know, and which I appreciate. You know, she broke it down in Godmothers, so how she had to, you know, grow through and become Christ-like on her own. Like, she didn't have like that. And I, you know, you don't get to hear a lot of that. You don't get to hear what it took. And I think I wanted to be able to, you know, God gave me the desire to do this, and did exactly what I hoped you would do, and listen to God too, and came along with me on this journey, because I wanted everybody to know, like you said, the Jesus that I know, the way that I see Jesus, it's we're going to all dig into this together. We're going to learn together. We're going to scratch the surface now. And then, you know what, maybe down the road, we're going to dig in deeper. But I mean, I feel like we have a lot of surfaces to scratch still, whether that's in the books of the Bible, whether that's in the women of the Bible, which I still think is important. So I believe that we're going to 100% keep doing that, because that's not talked about a lot. It's really not. There are books on it, but there are books that are from the 1950s on it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, you don't see a lot of that anymore, but it's important, because women's roles are important, and we want to make sure that we get to see who they are. But you also, I said, Jesus isn't a come perfect. He's a come as you are, you know, and that's the kind of podcast I wanted us to be. I wanted us to, like I said, that's why I said, we're at the table, come sit with us. It doesn't matter what your walk is. If you even have a walk, it doesn't matter. We want you here at this table, because it's not our job to tell you how to live your life. It's our job to show you how Jesus says to live your life.
Yeah.
And then you can take that and have a conversation with the Lord without me in it.
Yeah.
You know, but you wanted a place where people feel comfortable to go to. I mean, I like our women's ministry to feel comfortable for people to show up in. I don't care what you wear. I don't care what your knowledge base is. Let's learn together. I learn something from somebody else every time we do women's ministry at our church. Because it's important to have your church family. It's important to have good Christian women in your corner. You know, it's good to have the kind of people that, you know, you could show up in your pajamas and they're going to be like, hey, I love you. How you doing today? You know, what can I pray for you on?
Yeah.
You want the women that you can call no matter what. And I think that's what this was. This is a, like I said, this is a come as you are podcast. You don't need to be
anything other than who you are.
Yep. You don't need to be anything.
That's the group of ladies that I meet with. Well, we're moving to Mondays just because the men's group moved to Mondays, but we were a Tuesday group. And these ladies are, one of the rules when we started was if we go to each other's houses for Bible study, and it's bring your own dinner, that's totally fine. You can pick up whatever you want or bring your own sandwich, but you cannot judge the way my house looks.
Absolutely.
And we all said, because this is life. And I mean, obviously we always do the little, like not too junky looking cleanup, but it doesn't have to be the deep clean. Yeah. It's not what you do like when your in-laws are coming to town or something like that. You know what I mean? Like they can't know that dust lives in my home. No, I'm kidding. But it does. Anyway, but that it's been so nice and genuine with these ladies that, like I said, hey, I can host, but I guarantee you that the living room is the only place that looks okay because I haven't been in it for a couple weeks because I get home and I go to bed, right?
Right, yeah.
And that it's okay and that no one cares, you know what I mean? Because we're just friends who want to share the journey and share life together. And that's what I feel with you guys. That's what I feel with that group.
Yeah.
It's what the Lord blesses us with to just be ourselves with. So.
As long as there's toilet paper in the bathroom, we're good.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Listen, I will wash my toilet for you because I have two boys. But other than that, we also have two dogs in the house right now. So it's, you know, when my dad, you know, my dad's staying with us until he gets like till his house is finished. And it's like, he was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. My dog is shedding all over the place. Like, he bought like a little vacuum. And I was like, Daddy, you don't understand. Like, this is what my house looks like normally. I just used to clean before you showed up. But now you live here and now you get to see what it looks like on a normal basis. Like, I mean, it's my dad. I don't full clean when my dad would visit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's my dad. Who cares? What's he going to do? Nothing.
You know? He don't care.
But yeah, it's definitely a little bit different when it's not my dad showing up.
Yeah.
Well, poor Liz. You've had to go to the bathroom after one of my sons. So
but there's no judgment here. I'm just happy that you have one in their toilet paper because driving home from here, it's not that long, but those roads are windy and bumpy. And,
very bumpy.
You know, after we do this and I've been drinking tea and coffee, I'm like, I have to use your bathroom. Like, it's only like 15 minutes, but I'm going to have to go potty before I leave here.
And it don't matter what it's like.
Yep, anyway. I don't care. Just as long as your door shuts and nobody else is in that bathroom with me, I'm fine. Just let me use the bathroom.
We're solid.
Yes. Don't care.
Bruce may talk your ear off before you get in there.
And he has done that. He's actually done it to me while he is in there and I'm waiting.
Oh,
he'll just sit there
awesome.
And have a full-on conversation and I'm like, man, I love you, baby. Are you done? Like, I'm good. Like, I do not want to go into your parents' bedroom to use their bathroom. I'm going
but you
to
may.
Need
you may.
I'm not gonna, that's like, I feel like that's disrespecting your personal space for real. Yeah. Me walking into your bedroom to use your guys' master bathroom. I feel like that's complete disrespect of your personal space. I will tell your son to hurry up faster than I would disrespect your personal space. But yeah.
It's according to the urgency. If there's some urgency,
that's
Bruce
true.
Ain't going to move fast to come to the other bathroom.
Sometimes you got to
go behind the barn at that point. Like, I don't know.
That's funny.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is us being real. Like, that is what we're about right here. Come as you are.
Pretty much the crux of our friendship right here, people.
Right here.
Love it.
Talks to the bathroom.
I mean, we could go into that. I changed her kids' diapers way back in the day.
That's
but, you know.
Also true. She has changed both of my kids' diapers.
Yep. You offered?
One point I did leave them in her care, so she didn't have a choice. That
pretty
was
true.
Let them stink or
the screaming got to be too much. I had to change that.
Right, yeah.
Good plan.
I will say this podcast is one of those things that I know it's God divined because every time we always say, like we've talked about, I don't feel very prepared today, or it's just been one of those days and like everything is against you getting here. Like even today, I was having a mild just panic attack. You know, you have some, you can't find an email because that you swore you sent. The sun's coming in the blinds and I can't see as I'm trying to type for work. And you have all of these things and it's like, I'm trying to stay calm and I'm trying not to shake and I'm starting to feel icky. And I'm like, I can't let stuff like that come between us, like me, and then doing this. Because the minute I come here, it's like, you know, just being with you guys and having this time and sharing the Lord with others, you know, digging into the Bible, digging into these women, digging into everything. And I'm going to get, Steve's going to be like, how many times did you say dig in the episode? Thank you for plugging my show. But you know, we get to see that, but to it's a reshift. When I don't know how to reshift my brain myself, or I do know and I refuse to do it, like we've talked about many times, I am my own worst enemy when I'm in a mood because I don't want to get out of it. I'd rather just sit there and sulk and make everybody around me miserable than put on some worship music, read something in the Bible, and get my own brain out of it.
Yeah.
Which is a goal that I have for this year.
I love it. Let's get different goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's encouraging too. You know, it's like you said, you know, it's the world's getting you down and then, you know, at the time, sometimes it just feels like this is one more thing that has to be done. But like you said, once we get here, it's just, it's soup for the soul. It's just,
I have never left recording with you guys and said, ugh, that was just terrible. That was, I feel worse, or I don't feel like that was good. I don't feel like, every time I leave, I'm like, man, that was good. I feel like God was there. We did exactly, I know we said what we were supposed to say. We touched on things that I didn't even know we could touch on, you know, or something like that. And that's when I know it's God divined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And things just work out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that, but the to get here point sometimes is just, it's a little overwhelming, especially probably for Liz and Steve trying to get all the equipment and stuff ready and up and going. Steve. But that's also just kind of lets us know the devil doesn't want us to do this.
Mm-hmm. Steve goes, here, let me show you how to do this. Because, you know, at some point I'm not going to be here. I was like, that's not a thing. No. Yeah. That's not a thing. You're a tech guy. I'm sorry. I pay you. I pay you with my presence in your life. So I'm going to need you to...
And that I cook you dinner.
Pony up. Exactly. I cook you dinner most nights.
Suck it up and fix it.
Right? Like, you are here. I can't call your brother Mike to help me set this up, so you're going to have to go ahead and do this. Like, every time. I could call Mike. He would help me set it up. But
yeah,
I don't pay Mike with my presence because I'm not married to Michael. So.
And there's some things that it's better not to learn. Like, where my husband puts his shorts in the dresser. You know what? I take care of everything else. I don't want to learn that.
That is beyond my knowledge base. I'm good. I thought you were going to talk about where your husband gets these Jeeps. I thought that was maybe going to be where your knowledge base should end, because I know every time we show up, there's a new Jeep in the driveway.
There is a new Jeep. I try my best just to ignore it, but then, you know, he decides to bring an orange one. That's just kind of new lawn decor.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
My husband in the other room just said, I want to be his friend.
We have been advocating for y'all to be down here, over here, yeah, over here, just saying.
5 more years so that Brian can get retirement invested here.
Okay.
And then we've talked about that it would work, because financially then we could do it. So, and I think that's also the Lord showing us a path, quite honestly. So yeah, mm-hmm. it's in the talks, don't worry.
Just saying, I mean,
sounds good.
We're here.
with Jeeps. Yeah. Tons with of Jeeps.
I know. That's why from the other room he goes, "What?"
His man ears actually worked. They worked because they said Jeep. It's like a code word. Yes.
All you needed to say.
You could have called his name from here, asking him a serious question. He wouldn't have heard you, but you said Jeep.
Nope, but he said Jeep, and he's good. Yeah.
I tell my husband, I was like, "You definitely have a Jeep problem." And he's like, "Well, at least I don't have a drug problem." And I'm like, at this point, I think it may have be cheaper.
That's what I tell Brian with his gun problem. Anyway.
We have that problem too.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's might be best friends.
Ben's like, that's a double whammy right there.
They might be best friends. I don't know if this can happen. No, Jay. I think it might have to. Anyway.
Ben may be a bad influence. I am sorry.
Yes. We own an older Jeep Cherokee because of Ben.
Yeah.
My Jackson will likely be owning a Jeep as his first car because of Ben. You know. So what are some things that you guys think we should do throughout this year? Like, what's something that you guys have a vision? Is there anything that God is telling you that you think we should do instead or in addition to what we've already done?
I've been thinking about it. One of the things, they can be very easy, but they can also be really tough. But I would love to dig into some Psalms, because I just think that there's such richness in the Psalms. And obviously there's a few that are those key ones that you just love, that just teach us how to praise or how to lament or how to things like that. And I just think there's neat ones out there that it would be neat to do. And we could probably do a couple different Psalms each thing, or we can connect or do little 15-minute Psalm ones, or I don't know. I just think that would be neat, because I love the Psalms. Are something that one of my pastors, he retired a couple years ago. He does a Psalm every, I think it's daily, and where he does a section of a Psalm every day. It's just a neat way to start your thought process on the day. So anyway, that was the one thing I was thinking about. That'd be fun to do, Psalms.
I like that, Leslie, because lately it's been talking to me too, because it really kind of shows you how to talk to God, how to praise God, who God is. You know, just the titles, the description, you know.
And how he is in so many situations.
Yeah.
Like from the joy and the journey to the hardest battles you're fighting.
Yeah.
Where he's at in everything in between and around and over top, all those things. And that's what I think is so neat. Like, you can put in, like I said, there's Psalms of lament, there's Psalms of praise, there's Psalms of anger, there's Psalms of joy, there's some, you know. And I just think that's because we've done, and I love all the other books too we've done, but I just think it's a neat opportunity to dig into those too. But
yeah.
That was the only ones I really thought of. I mean, we could pick any books of the Bible, like in the New Testament, that we still haven't done yet. And I would enjoy doing those as well. But definitely. Let's just never do Lamentations and Revelation.
Yeah. Deal.
Okay. Go team.
Yeah. Right. No, I think we could definitely do. I think that would be a good thing to do. We could even do them like we do the women, you know, they can be like, they're just here and there, like throughout, or if we, you know, or when they correlate with what we're talking about, let's start it out. Yeah, yeah. I think that would be awesome. Cause there's so much that if we just started to do the book of Psalms or Psalm, depending on who you are and what Bible you have, we'd be in it for a few months. You know, we'd be in it for
hands down.
Yeah, and I don't ever want to disrespect Psalms and be like, okay, are we done yet? Are we there? Oh my gosh, you know. Yeah. So yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I love that.
And Psalms is really neat because you can just pick and choose and.
Yeah, you can. I like 42 and 34 and 69 and I mean, you can just kind of random. We can even just draw them out of a hat in theory. Although that could be bad, because then we'd get like, what, 118 or 119? That's the, like, half the Bible.
Yeah. Every time you do, I do, like, not every time, but when I try to start, you know, the reading of the Bible, like going through the books of the Bible, one of the ones sort of like, okay, well, you're going to read this part in Genesis, and then you're going to go to Psalms, and then you're going to do this part, and then you're going to go, like, every day it was going into Psalms, and it was like, okay, cool, cool, cool. And then, oh, this one's 4 pages. Yeah, this is 4 pages in my Bible. Like, oh my gosh, like, I don't, okay, you know, and so by the end you're going, okay, I get it. I get it. We're done. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I think that's good. I want to dive into a little bit too on the defending your faith, on the apologetics, on the getting into that, what that means and what that is. And because that's something I'd like to, that's some of the things I've been low-key studying. I like to, I would wish that was on the forefront, but when I go to read, I sit down and I read a lot of fiction because I can, you know, I'm reading at night. I need something that's going to keep me awake past 8:30. I need something that's going to, you know, and like when I'm walking, I need something that's going to remind me that I'm not dying if I'm running, you know. And so if I'm immersed, your
mind to be somewhere else.
Yeah, I need not to be thinking about the fact that I can't breathe and my legs hurt, you know. But, you know, so that sometimes makes it a little difficult, but I want to dig into a little bit on the apologetic side. Like, again, I have a good brief overview of it, but I know it's so important to understand how to defend your faith. Why do we believe what we believe? Mm-hmm. And getting that base of this, here's the historical facts of Christianity. This is why we know it's true. This is where you can point to in history to show the evidence, the everything. There's the reality of
and the archaeology evidence, you know. It's
huge, and I think it's so important, you know. And I know I get a lot of that from, I hear a lot of that from Steve, and like, you know, his dad's life verse, you know, 1 Peter 3, you know, 15, 16, 17, that, you know, defending your faith but doing it with, you know, respect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
know? And gentleness.
Yeah.
And it's not something you have to be like, well, you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. No, it's just like, well, this is why I believe this, and this is what happens in my life, and this is what I've seen, and this is what science shows.
Yeah. Because I always feel like I'm always scared. Like, obviously, we've talked about this. I mean, obviously, I'm a believer. I know who Jesus was. I know what he does, and I know what he means to me, but it's harder for me to always share my Jesus. Because first of all, my Jesus isn't what the media wants everybody to see. Mm-hmm. And like, our church is an amazing church. Again, our church is a very come as you are. Again, you could show up in yoga pants and my pastor would still give you a hug and say, hey, how you doing? What, he would never, ever say, did you see what she was wearing at church today? He would never done that.
Now, he has before gone home and changed clothes, but that's because he came to church and realized he had some manure on him.
Yes. Like, that is our pastor.
There you go.
You know, and that's just the church that we have, and I love that. You know, that's extremely important. But I also want, I just want to always be able to just say, well, I believe, I don't want to just say, well, because I know I feel it. Like, I know. Yeah. And that's part of it. Your faith is always a part of, you know, that's what I believe because I know what he's done for me. There are things in my life. Us being in East Tennessee, that's not Steve and I, that was God.
Yeah.
You know, in this totally town, to get hooked up, to buy the house that we bought, to get into the church that we're in, to be able to meet Keisha, you know, that is God. And when we lived in Florida, to live in Indian Rocks Beach, to go to the church that was literally, again, a mile and a half from our rental house to meet Leslie, you know, that's God ordained. Like, and those are little things, you know, and those are just the little things that I see God showed up in, like the schools that my kids are in, the friends that they have, you know, this podcast, the women's ministry at church, everything, all that is God ordained. And it's all I know that, you know, and the things that I know he's protected me from that I can see in the end, you know, then there's things that I know that I don't see that he protected me from.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I want to be able to explain that better. Other, I mean, I know given your testimony, Paul is the epitome of, I'll share Christ by sharing my testimony first, but I also want to have that Paul-like knowledge to back up my testimony.
Because he did. You know, he
had it both.
Yeah. And it's important. And like you said, it in, you know, what it says in Peter, God calls us to be able to defend our faith. And if it's just, well, I feel like this and I, well, do you really know your faith? And can you really stand on your faith? Or is your faith just there because your mom had faith or your grandma? Mm-hmm.
And there's something to be said for faith like a child. I believe there's something to be said with you're walking, you have that blind faith. Like we are we're appointed because we have faith though we have not seen, right? Mm-hmm. And there is something to be said about that. But there also we also need to know once we have that you know, that milk, right? We have like that the base. We need to be able to get the real food, like the real meat. I need to be able to have the boldness of Peter up there saying, well, you killed my Jesus. Like, you killed the Messiah. You're the ones who did this. And, you know, like, I'm not saying I'm not going to do that. I'm not standing on the soapbox and telling people they're going to hell because they're not. That is not my Jesus. That's not you.
Yeah.
That's not sharing gentleness and love.
No, that is fire and brimstone, which I believe has a place. But again, you're teaching the wrong fear of God when you're doing that. Telling people they're going to hell is not going to bring them to my Jesus. That's not them understanding that there is a consequence is one thing, but they need to have the respect of the Lord to God. They need that reverence, that respect of his authority.
There's a truth. You stand on the truth, but we present the truth. We don't judge.
Yep.
It's not our job. And we love.
Amen. Amen to that, ladies.
I think ultimately, I mean, I feel like we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do. I feel like we're doing exactly what God wants us to do. And I feel like none of us make decisions about this podcast or how we feel about it without praying first or without, you know, seeking. Even if it's not an audible, like, God, what do you want me to do here? It's a, this is what I think. And you kind of just sit on it. Yep. Like, is this, you know, that sometimes even that happens when I'm sitting here. Like, I'll be like, okay, I want to say this. And all of a sudden, oh, that thought's gone. Okay, I wasn't supposed to say that.
He gives us the words and the time and the space to do the things he wants us to do. And then sometimes he shuts the door firmly. Sometimes it's just kind of on the creak of being open, and then sometimes it's wide open and go through it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So watching for those moments and saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to stepping foot over the... Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Stretching you.
And I think that, and I think that's... The podcast has done that, I think, for all of us a little bit as far as stretches... our faith, and it's stretching our knowledge, you know, and where we are.
Yep.
But I will say it's hard not to have that imposter syndrome. I'm like, I don't know enough. I don't feel equipped enough. I don't, you know, but again, I know that I think that's a good thing that I don't think that we know it all. But we're just here doing, following God, doing what he's told us to do and sharing our faith in the only way that we know how.
Yep.
And I think it just shows, too, that the Holy Spirit does take over, like you know, we were saying a while ago, because so many times I'm like, ooh, I don't know enough about that. But then we get here and it happens. It just, it flows, and it flows usually pretty easily.
God designed.
It is. And I think sometimes I get caught up in, I don't want to mess this up. I don't want to undersell this woman of the Bible or this book of the Bible. I want to make sure that we understand. And so maybe sometimes I over preface, y'all, this is just scratching the surface. We didn't go through it all. We didn't, like, there are things that I know we don't know, which I think is good to say, because I don't ever want to be like, this is all you need to know about this. And, yeah. You know, because we all have our own perspectives, and my perspective isn't always what you guys have, and your perspective isn't always what I had, you know, and sometimes we don't even have to agree on it. It's just a matter of, we're here, we're sharing the faith, and we're doing what we need to.
Yep.
So I'm glad that, you know, we're on this journey. I'm glad that everybody is on this journey with us, and we'll keep doing this as long as God tells us to do it. You know, we will, you know, we'll keep fighting for it. We'll keep making the time. We'll keep showing up, and, you know, we will just keep following God's direction on what we should do, whether, you know, what topics we need to do and what's important and what's not. And I think even throughout the year, this year, we should do more of just these, like, just do table talks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about what's going on in our lives.
Yeah. I think that's good, because sometimes it helps to get that other people's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and just on the daily journey, right? Because there are days we're not going to have time to prepare for doing the book of Ephesians, you know, or, you know, I know we've done that, but I'm just saying that concept of it, and you come into it, and you're like, I just need to talk about my day. Like, we started off when we did some recording a little while ago, you know, about the hurricanes and about this and about that. And but we shared about, even though there's lots of crazy stuff happening in our world, God is present in this and in this and in that. And I think that's also a testament to what he's also brought us together to do. And that's in each other's lives for friendship and caring for each other. But it's also the realness of the journey. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm for that.
Yeah, so I think, like I said, I think we're doing exactly, that's probably like a broken record. I think we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do. I think that, you know, I feel like we all are on the exact same page, you know, and I think we all learn and grow with each other and encourage each other. And, you know, we're showing everybody how we live as Christians and how our lives look, and showing that, you know, we're not perfect, but we're serving a perfect God. And that's our goal. You know? And so, like I said, we'll keep following him and listening to his will and his direction on this podcast. And, you know, we'll just keep bringing along everybody who wants to join with us. Anybody who will listen, we'll bring you along with us. You know,
well, and it's like you say all the time, like, if you have suggestions or you want us to hear us talk about a different book of the Bible or a topic, tell us, because we're game.
Yep, absolutely.
God will show us if it's meant for us to do or not. So. Mm-hmm.
Just know we record these in advance. So if you say it, then it might not happen for a couple weeks, because we try to make sure we are ahead of the game. I won't be able to handle it if we don't have a few in the bank. Because you never know. There are days, there's been months, and we're not able to get together, but we've done a few. So I'm like, okay, we're good. So we need to, but we have to, but we've always, God has always provided time when we've needed it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Even when we couldn't see it at the time. But
absolutely,
he does.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, it's always a stressor. I'm like, oh my gosh, when are we going to do this? But it's never, like I said, there's never been a time when I've left here and been like, you know, I can't believe I made time for this. Or how, you know, it's a lot of times it's always like, wow, I'm so glad that this spot opened up, that we were all able to get together, that it was, you know, that we were able to work it out, because, man, I needed that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Definitely.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited to see where we go throughout this year, and I hope everybody else is too. So let's start out the year with a bang.
Woohoo!
Here's to 2025.
That's so crazy.
It But we will see everybody next time. We want to thank you all for listening to the Mustard Seed Podcast and for joining us on this journey that God laid on our hearts. I know it's hard to feel connected when we are on this side of the microphone, so we wanted to make sure that you knew that you could connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at the Mustard Seed Podcast. Our Facebook group is a community. We share funny memes, Bible verses, and just life. You can reach out however you feel comfortable. We want to build the community that we advocate for on this podcast, the Come As You Are. Our table will never be too crowded and cannot get too big. You belong here, and we want to connect with you.